A slippery slope for the markets. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow down 472 points at the closing bell as oil prices also tumble amid uncertainty about the impacts of a new Western price cap on Russian oil aimed at limiting Russian sales and hurting its main source of revenue for the war in Ukraine.
We believe it's going to help limit Mr. Putin's ability to profiteer off the oil market.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. does not believe the cap will have long-term impacts on the global market. Wall Street's keeping a wary eye on the Fed after another positive economic report showing more growth than expected for the U.S. services sector in November, highlighting the central bank's difficult fight against inflation. The U.S. Supreme Court hearing the fight over a web designer who has LGBTQ customers but is refusing to make a website for a same-sex wedding on religious grounds. Lori Smith telling Fox News a win for her is a win for everybody.
And at the core of this case is the right for all to speak freely. And that protects not only myself, protects the LGBT web designer who should not be forced to create custom artwork that opposes same-sex marriage.
But Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says an entire group of people can't be excluded.
And if there were to be a loophole of the kind discussed, people with disabilities, African Americans, Jews, Muslims, others could find themselves without access to the marketplace.
Smith is accused of violating the state's anti-discrimination law. A busy final day on the campaign trail ahead of a Senate runoff tomorrow in Georgia. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock holding a rally at Georgia Tech, joined by fellow Senator John Ossoff. Republican challenger Herschel Walker making five stops on a bus tour, including one tonight with former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley. Former President Trump set to hold an event for Walker by phone. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Sheriff's officials in North Carolina say the shooting that damaged two substations, knocking out power to thousands in Moore County, was not a random attack.
We have been in touch with local officials, and we are we're going to provide any assistance needed to help them.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, federal law enforcement is part of that investigation. The former lieutenant governor of New York, Brian Benjamin, faces fewer charges after a federal judge's decision.
Benjamin had fraud and bribery charges dismissed after Judge J. Paul Etkin, in a written decision, said prosecutors did not cite specifics on when he gave a favor in exchange for a bribe. The decision only leaves records falsification charges for Benjamin to face. He was Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul's choice to serve as lieutenant governor when she replaced Andrew Cuomo. Benjamin's arrest left her to find a new running mate for a fast approaching election. Attorneys for Benjamin say he is thankful for his vindication and plans to again serve the state in some way. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Creative criminals pulling checks out of the mail in what's known as mailbox phishing.
That's where they apparently slip a belt or something coated with the sticky material through the narrow mailbox slot in an attempt to pull out envelopes with checks. Isabel Vincent told us two checks she once mailed were fished out of a box, altered, and cash for more than $1,500.
Don't pop a check in the box. Go personally to a post office.
Earlier this year, New York police arrested a ring of suspects who stole more than $100,000 worth of checks from mailboxes. The Postal Service says if you do mail a check, try to put it in the box near the pickup time so an envelope does not stay in the box overnight.
Fox's Eric Shawn. Recapping Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all down more than 1%, but that's off session lows. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.